I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. One of the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, was no fan of the press, but he was one of the creators of the Constitution, and one of his famous quotes was, "Our liberty depends on freedom of the press," quote, "and that cannot be limited without being lost," lost referring to fair press safeguarding a functioning democracy. That principle is getting tested right before our eyes. Let's try to make some sense of the issues. Major news gathering organizations have refused to sign rules issued by Department of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Organizations like Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, Wall Street Journal, The Guardian, The Atlantic, The Hill, major networks, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, NPR, Bloomberg News, even Fox and Newsmax and The Washington Times. I know I've left a number out, but the picture is media, which has done its job in the same way since at least the days of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, are most probably going to lose their press credentials. The threat is sign a document or turn in your press credentials and clear your desk. The Trump administration argues it makes no sense to have reporters wandering the halls of the Pentagon and that the agreement makes sure that all stories are clearing Hegseth's department before being published or aired. President Trump and Secretary Hegseth.
I think he finds the press to be very disruptive in terms of world peace and maybe security for our nation. Press is very dishonest.
Historic trip of Middle East peace, which our generation of veterans never dreamed would be possible. So you would think that the Pentagon press corps, of all press corps, would be front and center across the board on wanting to give credit to the president for forging this kind of peace, and instead what they want to talk about is a policy about them.
The Press Association argues that would make the press a rubber stamp and distributor of only the information the administration wants distributed, filled with high, glossy social media posts. NPR's Tom Bowman, in an opinion piece, says signing would make the media stenographers parroting press releases, not watchdogs holding the government officials accountable. He points out journalists have been collecting information from Pentagon sources through both Democratic and Republican administrations during the Vietnam War, and notably both the Nixon and Johnson administrations. In many circles, media pressure on President Johnson made him decide not to run for president in 1968. It also points to information that was reported during the war in Afghanistan, information that President Trump has used to bash the Obama and Biden administrations. It also reported on the war in Iraq during the George W. Bush administration after the fall of Baghdad. The administration reported success while reporters were reporting information from Pentagon sources that Saddam Hussein's supporters were gathering and that the U.S. ultimately will have to send more troops. That happened. So, questions. What has changed now? Trump and Hegseth, not the only administration to see the media as enemies. Numerous administrations have in the past. But are Trump and Hegseth too paranoid about maybe looking bad so that they want to trample on this constitutional right? Are they correct that reporters shouldn't be roaming the halls of the Pentagon making contacts and reporting? Do you feel that you want to get coverage out of the Pentagon? Is it important? Is this constitutional? Again, Thomas Jefferson. Our liberty depends on freedom of the press and that it cannot be limited without being lost. What makes sense? Email me if you like at edbaxternews.com.